Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Good morning. Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Pete Benson and John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management, and special guest again today, Brian Wiltson is here today. Brian, we are so thrilled that you are here today.
Well, I have always enjoyed my relationship with this company. When I first came to Nashville about 4 years ago, You know, you were right there, one of the first people that I met. You welcomed me to Middle Tennessee, and you've been a sponsor of everything that I've done since. And I greatly appreciate it. I'm glad to be here today.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the connection and all that you've done for us as well.
Yeah, I mean, and so it's awesome to have Brian here again. Brian, we appreciate the partnership we've had with you over these many years. And, you know, this is a crazy environment. We're going to talk about volatility today and market corrections and threats to your financial plan. And when you think about threats to your financial plan, boy, there are many. You know, you've got stock market risk, inflation risk. That's a 40-year high. The government keeps trying to convince us that it's just a transition. It's going to fade, but it keeps going up. You know, tax risk, $30 trillion debt, longevity risk, health risk. There's income risk for retirees and political risk. That's one you wouldn't think that we would have to factor in. But unfortunately, you know, Brian, as you know more than us, that's certainly a risk right
well,
now.
Well, and there, of these things that you're talking about, the markets, for a while you could do no wrong.
Right.
And now you can do wrong. When it comes to taxes on Capitol Hill, they're talking about increasing taxes in a big way, and that has a big impact on inflation. It's at 8.3% year to year, and the cost of gasoline and everything are really up. So people are struggling, and so these all not only impact your day-to-day life, but they impact your ability to plan your retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're talking about the stock market correction, you know, the NASDAQ is already in what would be considered bear market as of right now. S&P is pretty close. It's been back and forth. You know, to your point, you know, people have not seen this. Well, we saw it in COVID, but it was certainly shorter term. But in the first half of this year, we've had huge volatility in the market and corrections. So what are the reasons for this? Well, you know, Brian, I'll give you my opinion, and some people may not be real popular with this, but the Fed is way behind the curve on raising interest rates. And the Fed pretty much has a history of waiting too long, and then they just increase until something breaks. We've had two interest rate increases this year. Now, I read recently that right now Wall Street is pricing in, which may not happen, on the next Fed meeting, a 75% chance of an increase of 0.75 at the next Fed meeting. And so you're seeing that in mortgages.
Wow.
Already now have gone almost double just so far this year on two rate increases. I think you're going to continue to see that going forward. And there's another thing that's happening that people don't talk about, and that's the Fed is also tightening. And that's they're providing less liquidity to the market. And so then you add inflation to your point. I mean, 8.3%, probably the only person that's happy about this inflationary time period is Jimmy Carter, because, you know, he may not look as bad as he did back in those days. Geopolitical risk. There's a lot of risk happening. So all these things are sort of coming together at the same time, and it's causing a lot of turmoil.
And when you talk about income, incomes are up in this country right now slightly, but not keeping up with the pace of inflation.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about inflation. I mean, you know, inflation, let's start with a core inflation of the government's goal of 2%. Now, that doesn't include food and energy. Of course, that would make all the sense in the world. The government would never manipulate a number, right? I mean, because when people retire, they stop buying groceries and heating their car and filling up their car with gas. So inflation wasn't close to 2% to start with, but 8.3%, to your point, in this last reading is horrific. And, you know, what's interesting is gas prices that are an all-time high, and gas or energy is about 44 to 45% of the inflation problem. And so, folks, until we get a handle on energy prices in this country, inflation is probably not going to have a significant impact. And then energy impacts everything. I mean, I have three kids. I have two teenagers. I had a client that came in the other day, and they were complaining about going to the grocery store and paying $265 for a week of groceries. That's like a light hors d'oeuvre in my family.
Right.
So it impacts everything that is out there for the consumer. It's very unfortunate.
Well, you know, what should investors do? Well, one idea is get more information, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so you have a book. It's called Money Enough for Life. And there's a couple of chapters here. Chapter 10, Adjusting Your Risk Tolerance in the Red Zone of Retirement. And also a chapter called Four Choices Regarding Risk. And people can get this simply by calling a number and asking for one, right? 615-488-9303. Again, that's 615-488-9303.
Yeah, and so the other way they can get it is go to beaconcm.com, beaconcm.com, request the book. We'd be happy to send it to you. And right now, we're talking about these four threats to your retirement plan. And number one is, and what people see every day, is the amount of market risk and everything. And John, you were telling us earlier about a couple who had come in that is working with Beacon now, that have been retired for about a year. And like most people, they were concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you know, fortunately, we don't get a lot of those calls because of how we plan. I mean, there's no perfect process, but we'll call this couple Bill and Judy. They came in, they're seeing the headlines and mm-hmm. all the volatility and geopolitical risk, Russia, Ukraine, and they're like, hey, are we still okay? Because they're 1 year into retirement and they're going through a major market correction and volatility.
Right.
And, you know, they walked out a lot more confident because of several reasons. Number one, they have a protected income plan. Okay. And what that means is the money that they have in the market, that yes, if you're in the market now, in our view, you should be in the market, you're probably down and you're experiencing volatility. But by having a protected income plan, they know where their income is coming from during this market. They're not having to sell their securities. They're not a forced seller in a down market. The worst time that you can sell securities is when the market is down. But unfortunately, Brian, so many people in retirement, because they don't have that protected income plan, they are forced to sell securities at the absolute worst time. And so yeah. After Bill and Judy and I met, they walked out and said, this is why we came to Beacon to start with. So it was actually a really good conversation.
So the key is to take action. What are some of the possible action steps that families should take in this matter?
The worst thing they can do is nothing. I mean, if you're concerned, you need to talk to someone, just like that couple that came in to see John. But one of the things we have is an analysis that will actually show you how much risk is in your portfolio. And one of the best things that you can do right now is to get that risk analysis and make sure that you really know how much that you've got. Get a second opinion. You know, a down market can be a good time to look at a possible Roth conversion too. There's lots of different things that you can do, but don't make emotional decisions. Make smart decisions.
That's exactly right. Don't run with your emotions. So here's a couple of questions to think about. Do you know how long it's been since you had a detailed risk assessment? Or do you have any specific risk mitigation strategies in your portfolio? It's important to have those. If you don't know the answers to these questions, it's the fastest way to know and to run through all of your entire life savings way too soon. Something you want to avoid. Add to that the possibility that you take a big loss because of too much risk.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, what you really need is clarity on questions like that, Brian. And we can do that with what we call our Beacon Comprehensive Wealth Plan. Now, this customized plan covers all of these areas that you're talking about: risk analysis, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, estate planning. So if you save $250,000 for retirement, be one of the first seven callers to call us right now. Our number is 615-488-9303.
Yeah, what you'll get is straightforward and objective advice that we can help you make the most of every single dollar that you've saved so you can have that confident retirement. But what you have to do is take some action. You have to take the first step. 615-488-9303. 615-488-9303. We have people standing by. They're ready to take your call, set up a meeting. It really is painless. We'd love to help you.
And when we come back, one more threat and the action that you should take. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies. And if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
You know, these are anxious times for families. Obviously, the market is very unpredictable and volatile, but it doesn't stop there. We have inflation like we haven't seen for decades, highest level in some 40 years, and people are very concerned. So John, what is inflation and core inflation? Core inflation, I think at the end of quarter one 2022 was, what, 6.47%?
Mm-hmm.
Compare that to the end of quarter one of 2021 when it was 1.65%. Why are we seeing higher inflation and what is the cause?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you listen to. I mean, COVID certainly in the supply chain has added to this. And so last year, 2021, we had year-over-year inflation of 7%. To your point, Brian, that's the highest we've seen in 40 years. The last reading that we had this year was 8.3%. So that's down a little bit from the previous month of 8.5%, but still historically high. So the true definition of inflation, and a lot of times people don't understand this, by definition, inflation is too much money chasing too few products. So certainly supply chain and things of that nature has a huge impact on that. But in my view, this is kind of a distorted number the federal government puts out anyway, because they say we have a goal of having core inflation of 2%, but that doesn't, their government, and you can, by the way, you know, sometimes when we talk about this, people say, well, you must be against the government, whatever. Well, I'm just for mathematical facts.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google core inflation by the federal government and you'll find it doesn't include food and energy, which again, that impacts every family. But, you know, soaring gas prices, I mean, it is crazy.
Nuts.
What it takes to, my three boys play travel soccer and I almost have to get a second job to fill up the cars to take them. I mean, seriously, my wife and I were talking about this. I said, you know, families have got to be hurting with gas prices, and the energy part of inflation is like 44%. And of course, that drives food at the grocery store and everything else.
It reverberates through the economy like nothing else.
Everything. And it cuts down your purchasing power. And eventually what happens as things get more expensive because the Fed is raising interest rates, they're trying to cool the economy. They're behind the eight ball big time, in my view. They should have started this a long time ago. I think what you're going to have happen, and you've probably heard this before, is the Fed's going to keep increasing until something breaks. Now, does that mean we're going to have the Great Recession of 2008? No, and we're not gloom and doom, and the economy will make it through this. But until, in my view, our view, we get this energy thing under control and get those prices down, which is really unfortunate. There are aspects that absolutely could be done right now. Inflation is going to continue to be high.
All right, Pete, so how long will this inflation last? And it seems like, you know, it's a very difficult thing to combat. What can we do to mitigate this?
Well, I mean, nobody knows for sure how long it's going to last. In our view, it's not just a temporary thing. It's going to go on for quite some time, and it may come down some, but it's certainly not going to be like 1.5 or 2 or 2.5% anytime soon. So for retirees, the key is, you know, they can't, John, go get a second job. They've given up the job that they have. Now they're in retirement. It's really difficult for them. So what action that can be taken, what can be done about it, is you need to talk to an advisory firm that has lots of different options out there, because, Brian, there's actually certain investments that thrive in inflationary times and even volatile times. You know, one of the investments that we do, John, for income for our clients actually does better in rising interest rates, and it does better in volatility. We're seeing the income go up. When clients come in, we tell them about that. They're like, well, nobody else is telling me about this. So don't just assume that there aren't any answers out there. Sometimes real estate can thrive in inflationary times. We're seeing that here in Middle Tennessee. And so what can be done about it? Before I answer that, the question is, you know, or the solution is, don't just do nothing about it. You need to do something, and talking to someone. And here at our firm, again, we talk to clients every single day, and they're like, why haven't I heard about this? You know, I'm stuck at 1 or 2%, and you're getting me 5%, 7% or whatever on some of these things. And there are really good income sources. And the key is, if you can't go out and get another job, you've got to get your money working for you. So while you're sleeping, if your money is making 5 to 7% instead of 2 to 3%, that's huge.
That helps.
That's extra money to pay for that gas.
All right. So let's talk about inflation with regards to retirement. What if you're looking to retire right in the middle of all this when inflation is just out of control?
I'll tell you, it's a tragedy because some people who retired at the end of last year are now second guessing themselves. And then some people come in our office, Brian, who are planning on retiring this year. And now they're not so sure. You know, am I going to be able to retire because what I had in January, I don't have anymore. So I would say that for a lot of retirees, inflation in particular disproportionately hurts them, because for a lot of those folks, they're on a fixed income. And so it can be frustrating and a little scary. But, you know, the reality is that what you need to have is a really good, solid income plan. And there is never, I want to say it again, there is never a bad time if you are close to retirement or in retirement to look for a written solid income plan. We have what we call a protected income plan, where we want to make sure that our clients are out there in the middle of all this volatility and they have income, that we account for inflation, and that they know where that income is going to come from. Because when you're retired, it is all about income. Mm-hmm. And if you have answers to that income question, Brian, you might be a little bit concerned about what's happening on your market money, but you're probably not as concerned because it's not impacting your retirement lifestyle.
Well, let's get specific. What steps should we take to protect from rising inflation?
Well, again, the first action I would tell everyone is to reach out to someone who is a professional, is a specialist that does this every day, that has certain things available that would be able to help. And right now you've got high inflation, but the stock market is very scary. And so what typically can help with inflation is making sure that that market money has time to grow, because it can make more than 1 or 2 or 3% typically over a long period of time. So, Brian, the worst thing that people can do is sell the one thing that can actually help them in their retirement to combat inflation, one of the key things. And so if you have a good income plan that allows you to let that come back, there will be years again where the market will do really, really well. But again, what step to take to counterbalance is make sure that you have a plan. And I think getting a second opinion is not a bad thing in an environment like this.
Information, the more information you have, the better decision you can make. You know, inflation is real right now, and this is just one of the challenges you'll face in retirement. There are several, like generating income, managing your investments and risk, filing for Social Security and Medicare in the right way, IRAs, 401ks, pensions, and so much more. Overlooking or underestimating any of these areas could result in financial disaster. Mm. And that's really the last thing you want in retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian, that is exactly why we've put together what's called the Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. Let me say that one more time. The Ultimate Retirement Planning Checklist. Every person in Middle Tennessee listening to this needs that checklist, and it's free. It's a 31-point checklist that will help you know exactly how to retire successfully. It's a free guide. It's the result of decades of financial planning experience working with thousands of families. And so if you plan on retiring in the next 5 years, call today. Don't delay. Call today and get that free retirement planning checklist. You got to call 615-488-9303. Again, we've said it before, but write this down, 615-488-9303. So this free retirement checklist, it could be the single most valuable tool that we have available for you in 2022 that help you retire successfully in the midst of all these big threats. So now is the time to take action. You can also go to beaconcm.com. That's beaconcm.com, and just request that.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303.
Hey, did you know that 50% of Americans rarely consider how much they will pay in taxes in retirement, according to Nationwide Retirement Institute? Though many retirees believe their taxes will be lower in retirement, your overall taxes could be even higher in retirement. John, tell me why that is.
Well, I'll tell you, this is an eye-opening conversation for a lot of people. You know, we do a tax analysis here that really can demonstrate what someone's tax burden is. So there's a couple things that are happening right now. So let's start with this little number called a $30+ trillion debt in this country. And I think, Brian, sometimes people don't, they just don't understand how enormous that number is. I mean, it is just ridiculously enormous. And we've got tax rates right now that are 40-year low, but the current rates are getting ready to retire or go up in 2025. Mm-hmm. I was meeting with a couple the other day. They're in a 12% bracket. But if nothing changes other than the current tax codes that go away in 2025, they go to 24%. Their taxes double.
Wow.
Okay?
That's so, not far off either.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, and you look at it, you know, programs like Social Security and Medicare, on your Social Security statement, I would encourage anyone to pull their Social Security statement. You will see on that statement, if you read the whole thing, there's actually a section in there where the federal government says they will only be able to pay, I think it's like 75 or 70 cents on the dollar by like 2033 unless changes are made. You know what changes they're going to make, folks? They're going to tax you because that's what the federal government does. And so the other thing that's happening that a lot of people don't realize is that the boomers are now retiring. So there's this massive demographic shift of people going on to Social Security and retirement. And the U.S. population growth is actually down substantially. So there's less people paying into the system. So the bottom line is it might not get you reelected to Congress or the Senate. But when you do the simple math of a $30 trillion debt, you look at the population growth, what it takes to service that debt. Our view is taxes have to go up. In fact, General David Walker, who's the former basically comptroller for the United States government that has served both Democratic and Republican administrations, he estimates that tax brackets on the high end could go as high as 70%.
Woo. So did you know that one of the most secure ways and faster ways to actually grow your wealth isn't by saving more money or reaching higher returns? Those things are good, but it's not the most important thing. It's reducing your tax burden. Mm. And so we've developed a great resource to get you started. It's called 4 Ways to Save on Taxes in Retirement. Very simple, but actually quite eye-opening. 4 Ways to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download available at beaconcm.com. So you can go and you can actually download it free today, but you have to go to beaconcmcatmary.com and get that, and I highly recommend it.
All right, so let me talk about a Harris poll from 2021, and it reveals that most Americans expect that their taxes will be going up significantly. I know I feel that way just looking at how things look in the swamp these days. So how do we deal with that? How do we tackle that problem that we may be facing much higher taxes?
Well, I mean, so there are steps that you could take. If you think that taxes are going to go up in the future, I think you have to meet with our team because this is what we do. We have a whole division. We have 5 pillars that we talk about with clients: income, investment pillar, tax pillar, healthcare pillar, and estate planning. So we have in our analysis and a division of people, a tax analysis that we can do that will show the burden for your taxes and what steps that you could implement possibly right away, because some are already doing that, to put together a forward-looking tax strategy. And folks, this may be a little scary, but stick with us. It's actually, in some cases, prepaying some of the taxes that are due later, and you're prepaying them at a lesser rate before the burden becomes greater later. Like, you owe the taxes anyway. So it's kind of like, Brian, we use the analogy of prepaying your mortgage. Why do some people put $100 extra sometimes on their mortgage check? Because they've looked at the numbers and what that saves them in the long run. Now, there's no gun to their head saying they have to do that, but they've done the math, and sometimes it'll save $25,000, $50,000, or $100,000 on their mortgage by prepaying. So we're talking about prepaying your taxes. John, that's just one of the things.
Well, and it's a conversation that people try to avoid in our industry because regardless of your political silo, people hate taxes. Mm-hmm. If you want to unify the country, start talking about taxes.
Right.
You know, everybody hates taxes. But, you know, when people walk into our office, and let's say they walk in with a $1 million IRA, I'll say to them, congratulations, you have a $1 million IRA. That's the good news. The bad news is that money is not all yours. And they look at me dumbfounded, like, what do you mean that's not all mine? Well, taxes are a debt, right? And so when you start pulling money out, you have to start paying the debt on that money. If you're in a 25% income tax bracket, that $1 million is really worth $750,000 to you, because $250,000 belongs to the government. So how do you, there's no free lunch, but how do you reduce that tax burden, be efficient over time? So for example, Pete, one of the things that we've talked to several of our clients about right now, we're seeing all this volatility in the market and everything else. So I've got several clients that I've been in contact with who want to do Roth conversions this year.
Oh yeah, me too.
So we're doing conversions now while the market's down. And the first guy I called said, well, I don't want to sell it right now. Well, you don't sell it. You convert the asset. And so you're paying taxes at a lower base. And then when the market recovers, all of that recovers under a tax-free umbrella. So there's always opportunity, even in volatile markets. But Brian, so few people actually take the time to find out what the opportunities are.
You know, today we're talking about the threats to your hard-earned money in retirement, of soaring inflation, and the threats of higher taxes. Yeah, now most people don't realize it, but one of the fastest ways to grow your nest egg right now is by reducing your taxes in retirement. What a concept that would be. After all, the less money you pay to the IRS, the more money you have to spend on, well, you and your family and the things that you care about.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly why I wanted to make this offer to you today. And consider some of the things that we help people with, like, you know, looking at QCDs, qualified charitable deductions. These are some things that you can look into. Healthcare accounts, health savings accounts. There's so many different strategies, folks, but we need you to come in and talk to us about the opportunities that are out there. And the best way to do that, to help you reduce taxes, possibly now, but for sure in the future when they're going to be higher, is to take us up on this offer of the retirement tax savings analysis. It covers all these things that we've been discussing here today and more about ways that you can save money ongoing before taxes go up and after they go up.
Yeah. And I mean, Pete, I'll say this again. I mean, you know, sitting out there and procrastinating and not taking action is a plan. It's just not a very good plan.
Yeah.
Right. Not planning is a plan. It's just not a very good plan. And what you don't want to have is paralysis right now in the middle of all this volatility and things we're seeing in the market. What you want to do is get the information into your hands. Why wouldn't you take the time, if you had worked 25, 30, 40 years of your life, to at least get the information?
Yeah.
To see exactly what we could do for you or show you in this tax savings analysis. And what we're going to do is sit down and share these exact strategies with you and your family so you can see exactly how much money you could potentially save in taxes, not just today, but down the road. And, you know, it's not just what you make, it's what you keep.
Yeah.
And taxes are a huge part of that. And these savings could be tens of thousands, in some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars over time.
Absolutely. And so, folks, you know, information is good. Listen to the radio show. We're glad you're listening and getting some good information. But actually, if you wake up tomorrow or the next day or next week and you haven't taken any action or implemented any of the information, you just really just wasted your hour, okay, with this. And we don't want you to do that. We want to be able to help you. And so think of it as information and then implementation. That's the steps, Brian, that people need to take.
Well, if you've saved more than $250,000, call to schedule your free analysis now. Here's the number. Write it down, 615-488-9303. Let's find out how much money you could save in taxes when you retire. Call and leave us a message now at 615-488-9303. Again, 615-488-9303. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303.
You know, people, when they're listening to the radio, they come in maybe in the middle of the show and they miss some of what we said. But that's, don't worry.
Right.
We've got you covered, because we always like to recap the things that we've discussed so far. So the three things that we've talked about so far: market risk, inflation risk, and higher taxes risk. Let's talk about each of those in sort of a brief way in case people missed the earlier conversation.
Yeah, the stock market risk, it's not like people have to be reminded of this every single day. It seems like, you know, the board shows red, and this has certainly been a dramatic downturn in the market so far this year. And I know that you have questions and you have concerns. And the good news is there are answers and there are things that can be done that you can feel much better about your situation if you have the right plan in mind. So if market risk is your concern, we encourage you strongly to let us do the risk analysis that we do for so many people so that you can know exactly what that is for you and what steps maybe could be done to improve it. And then, John, the second one, inflation risk.
Yeah, I mean, this is just the headline we're seeing every day. Consumer price index, overall inflation. You know, people are concerned, 40-year high. We just got a reading where last month it was 8.5. Last year it was 7% year over year. And the expectation was it was going to decrease to 8.1. And then we got a reading of 8.3. And right. So it is very, very stubborn. And I think most people have figured out that contrary to what the government is telling us, this is not some sort of a transition. We've been, if inflation with what we're dealing with now is a transition, we've been transitioning for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
And so I think inflation will begin to dissipate some towards the end of the year. The Fed's going to have a role in that. And I think what you're going to see is they're going to get more aggressive with taking liquidity out of the market and also these interest rate increases, which are just designed to cool the economy off. But, you know, we talked about this in an earlier segment. What is your plan for inflation? There are things you can do in an inflationary environment with your assets. And inflation, I think just it really hurts people that are on fixed incomes or lower incomes, and it impacts retirees, Pete, significantly, who not all but many of them are on fixed incomes, and they're really out there struggling right now. They don't know what to do about inflation because it's literally eroding away their purchasing power.
Yeah, so you have market risk, inflation risk, and then we talked about higher taxes risk. And taxes are going to be higher, folks, and it's probably not just going to be on the top 1%, the rich people in America. It's going to trickle down to all of us. In some ways, it already is, but certainly it's part of the plan that that will happen. We all have to bear some of the burden. But again, there are tax planning strategies, forward-looking, that can position you so that when those happen, you're in a much better place. If you'd like to know more about that, give us a call even right now. Don't wait to the end of the show, 615-488-9303.
And so there's one more thing that we want to add to this, future income plan risk. So give us some hope here. How can families reduce the risk here? With low interest rates, a volatile stock market, pensions going away, what is your plan for income?
Boy, I tell you, there's probably never been a more important question, Brian, for retirees. If you have retired in the last couple of years, you have now been through with COVID and this current market downturn, two significant market downturns.
As they say, the struggle is real.
It is real. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, your advisor can talk to you about things that sound really intellectual, like 60-40 asset class split and the 4% rule and everything else, but we're in an environment we haven't seen 40 years. I mean, that's just the bottom line. We have not seen this environment relative to inflation and how that impacts income in 40 years. And so if you're retired, you probably have a lot of questions. Or if you're thinking about retirement, we see a lot of people that are now considering delaying retirement because they're just concerned about this. Well, the fact is, what you want to have is a solid written income plan. And we have at our firm what we call an income drawdown process. You know, the example I used before, and I could give you many, is a couple who we took, you know, a little less than 40% of their assets they retired with, and we allocated that to income, protected income that they could draw down over 20 years. And then that bought us time, which is really what you need on your market money, Pete, is time.
Yeah.
Because I don't think anybody I would consider to be credible would say the market over time doesn't grow. Being out there in retirement or considering retirement and not having an income plan, not knowing where your income is coming from with some guarantees is just a place, in our view, you do not want to be. You can have a income plan that is protected where you know where your income is. And Pete, what that does, very simply, is buys you time on the market and keeps you from being a forced seller in a down market, which is the worst thing that can happen to you, in our view, in retirement.
Absolutely. So the key is to have a plan. And thinking about all these four threats that are out there, you need to have a plan that allows you not to be so concerned about a downturn in the market. You need a plan that for income that accounts for inflation, that your money's not, you know, some people, they get scared when the market goes down and up and there's a lot of volatility, so they put it on the sidelines and now it's making nothing. Or if it's in the bank, it's making nothing. So that's just adding fuel to the fire. It's a bigger problem. And then, you know, when it comes to taxes, having a tax plan, this will give you the income you need if you have a plan for all those things, risk, inflation, and taxes. And again, having that written plan that provides you income that shows that you're not going to run out.
And it would seem to me that a lot of people don't come in because they're worried about what they might learn.
Mm-hmm.
But do you find that most people, when they go through the process, walk away reassured or at least more optimistic about their future?
And why didn't they come in sooner? Mm-hmm. A lot of times that's exactly what they say. I mean, folks, there's nothing scary at all about coming in here to, we're not going to twist your arm. Nothing's going to be sold to you. We're going to talk about solutions. Brian, that's what people need.
Yeah, you want to walk away with a plan.
Yeah.
And because right now you probably don't really have a plan.
Right.
That's not the way you want to work. Let me ask you a question. Is your financial advisor properly addressing these threats in your retirement? Rising taxes, inflation, market risk, income? If not, that would appear to be a serious red flag. You should take great caution and you should take action.
Yeah, so let us prove to you how we can help make your money go further in retirement. It starts simply with a phone call. It's not that difficult. Learn how you can create the value that's needed for you and your family to have that kind of retirement you've dreamed of.
Yeah, and bottom line, we're a comprehensive planning firm, registered investment advisor, standing ready to help you and your family to give you a solid plan to address the major threats that are out there right now. Give us a call.
Operators are standing by to take your call right now at 615-488-9303. Remember, there is no cost, so you've really got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And getting a second opinion could very well be one of the most important financial decisions you ever made. Just go to beaconcm.com to schedule a meeting this upcoming week. The number is 615-488-9303. Again, 615-488-9303.
Well, guys, our time is up. Folks, thanks for joining us this morning. It's been a huge privilege, Brian, to have you here with us
pleasure.
On the show today. Thank you so much. If we can help you and your family or in any way, feel free to give us a call right now. Folks, these threats are real, but there really are important information and great things you can do even in this market.
Yeah, and folks, visit us online at beaconcm.com. Again, go to the website, beaconcm.com. There's a lot of great free resources there. You can download some of the things we've already talked about. If you see something else interesting, feel free to download that as well. It's free information. We want to help you develop a comprehensive plan. Until next week, I'm Pete Benson with guest star Brian Wilson, and then John Maxson, not so starry, from Beacon Capital Management.
He's a star in his own right now.
Yeah, that's right. In his own mind. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and remember this, peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of that carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.